Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 3 o'clock on Wednesday, the 30th of September, the final day of September. And it is a week after the FedEx Cup finals are over. The Web.com Tour Finals final event will take place tomorrow. We'll have our picks on that, commentary on the game of golf, a strategy, and of course, my Dirty Dozen. Let's start out today by talking about 22-year-old, number one in the world, Jordan Spieth. Yes, I did predict that he would win the Tour Championship. I'm not taking a tremendous amount of kudos in that by the fact that he is the number one player in the world. He was ultra-determined to win that event. He was very well prepared, and he executed his game plan to near perfection, beating Henrik Stenson, who again came in second in one of these FedEx Cup playoff events. In fact, if Spieth hadn't been in there, Stenson, without winning a tournament this year on the PGA Tour, would have won the $10 million bonus. Instead, he doesn't win the $10 million bonus, but Jordan Spieth does, and it is fitting that he did. He had the best year on tour. He was hunted down by Jason Day. He staved that off, even though Jason Day played pretty well over the weekend in Atlanta at East Lake. This is the kid that the future of golf and a couple of others, but really it's right now about Jordan Spieth. It's right on his shoulders. I will say this. Henrik Stenson is going to have to learn how to win. I know he's 39. He hasn't won much. Going into Sunday, I didn't have any doubt that Jordan Spieth was going to win the event. He's a winner from the beginning. He is a great front runner. He's going to be great coming from behind, too. His fortitude, his teamwork, his reliability on his team is remarkable. It takes some pressure off of you when you rely on somebody else to help you out. And he does. He relies on his agent. He relies on his trainer. He relies on his caddy a tremendous amount. Michael Greller is fast becoming the best caddy on the PGA Tour. Kudos to Michael Greller, who right now is riding this along with Spieth, but they are an incredible team. Make no mistake about it. I don't think Spieth is the player that he is without Greller. And I think Spieth readily would admit that. So it's a great week. The Web.com Tour Finals, the other 25 cards get given out on this Sunday, weather pending. There's a lot of weather in the Bahamas area. Hurricane Joaquin is stirring up things. It could mess up baseball. It could mess up football games. And it surely could mess up the Web.com Tour Finals. They'll get it in one way or another, even if it's postponed a day or two, but they will finish this. The 25 cards were given out in Portland 3.5 weeks ago. Another 25 cards will be given out this Sunday. Who will get a PGA Tour card, and who will have to stay on the Web.com Tour? It is compelling. It is misnamed. It is not the Web.com Tour Finals. It is the Web.com PGA Tour Qualifying Series. That's what it is. I've told the people at the PGA headquarters my feelings on it. It's basically going to fall on mute ears. They don't care that it's misnamed. It's okay. They don't care if you're confused, because you are. I am too. Everybody is. It's impossible to figure it out. That's okay. It's still compelling golf. 129 players are going to tee it up tomorrow at the TPC Sawgrass. This is the Dye's Valley course. Pete Dye had a couple of creations there. One is the Sawgrass Champions course that they play, of course, the Players' Championship. This one is the one called the Dye's Valley. 25 more cards. Oh, there's so many great players that are really dying and really need to play well this weekend to get in there. I don't even want to go over all of the names. There's so many who are desperately trying to play really good golf. 25 are assured. A few more also due to good performances during the past couple of weeks. Chez Reavie winning. And I will have my picks momentarily. Pardon me on that event. Okay. It is the time in the program when I give you my Dirty Dozen. And if you're not familiar, my Dirty Dozen are the 12 best players currently in the world without a major title. In no particular order, here we go. Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Danny Lee, Billy Haas, Henrik Stenson, Hideki Matsuyama, Matt Kuchar, Paul Casey, Harris English, Brant Snedeker, J.B. Holmes cracks the list for the first time, and I've thrown in Sang Moon Bae. It's a little bit of a sentimental choice. Sang Moon Bae played his last tournament in the United States this past week at the Tour Championship. He will not be on the scene unless there's a dramatic change in the South Korean military requirements. He has 2 years that he's going to start after the President's Cup. We'll see him in 2 weeks in Seoul, but after that, he will not be back in the U.S. It's a sentimental choice, but I think he belongs there as well. The young man has had a terrific year, fought hard, played hard, tried to get his military commitment tied to the Olympics in golf, and he was denied. The law is sending him to military. And they've all done it. Y.E. Yang, K.J. Choi, all of the Korean players who are on the tour have done their 2-year military stint, and he will be in that group, and he will come back and play terrific golf after that, I promise you. I do have another commentary. The President's Cup is coming up next week. Let's allow it to have fun. I don't want to see any controversies. The horrible controversy with Suzanne Pedersen and Allison Lee a couple of weeks ago at the Solheim Cup. Let's not do that. This is about having fun. This is displaying the best golfers in the world on great golf on a great golf course in Seoul, South Korea. Let's have fun. We've got Nick Price and Fred Couples, longtime friends, longtime competitors. Let's have fun. Make it the best event that they can possibly make. And if they do it that way and they play in the spirit of the game, it will be. And I look forward to seeing it. Okay, now for my weekly strategy. And this is about looking at the club head. A lot of amateur golfers, of course, look at the golf ball before you swing your club. Look at the club head. Lay it down in what I call a square position. You hear the word square, where the club face is not closed, nor is it open. Make sure that you do this. You don't have to look all the time, every time, but most of the time you should look at the club head and make sure that you are square to the golf ball through to your visual line that you've set up and where you want the golf ball to go. And that puts you in a good position prior to even beginning your swing. If you begin with a closed club face or an open club face, you're more than likely going to end up closed or open at contact with the ball when you do your downswing. Develop a routine that allows this to happen for you. The other thing I want to mention right now, and we talked about it last week, stand a little bit closer to the golf ball in most cases. Again, most amateur golfers stand a little too far away from the ball and they reach for it, losing leverage and contact position, meaning you're liable to hit the ball off the end of the golf club, which then will send the ball many, many times to the right. Or you'll physically compensate for that and come across the ball and yank it to the left. So those are two things today. Look down at your hands every once in a while at the approach. Not in every shot. Make sure that they're not too far away from your body. I don't have a rule of thumb. It's a feel kind of thing. But if you feel like you're reaching, you probably are. Okay, now let me finish off the show by giving you my three picks in the Web.com Tour Finals Tour Championship from the TPC Sawgrass Dyes Valley course, where once again on Sunday, weather pending, 25 additional cards will be given out to members of either the PGA Tour this year or the Web.com Tour as they mix the tours together in these final four events. I've got Roberto Castro, Jamie Lovemark, and Derek Ernst. That's Castro, Lovemark, and Ernst. Those are my three picks in the Web.com Tour Championship that starts tomorrow. 129 men tee it up tomorrow in the suburban Jacksonville at Ponte Vedra Beach at the headquarters of the PGA Tour. My email address, in case you want to email me, let me hear from you on your Dirty Dozen. I've gotten some great Dirty Dozen responses, and I look forward to getting yours. I've had many, and I will get back to everybody within a day or two whenever possible. But I promise I'll always get back to you. My web address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S, as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Have a great week. Safe out there. The hurricane is brewing. A lot of you listeners who are in the Atlantic states are going to have a lot of rain. Be very careful on the roads. But until next week, this is Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying have a terrific week, and I'll see you next week. So long for now.